All right, 14 before 6, 40 degrees, WWIB, Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have any, like, little things that they might seem little to other people, but if they're not just quite right for you, it can be irritating?
Boy, if you ask my family, I am certain that I do have those. Nothing immediately is coming to mind.
I'll give you my example this morning is that I like my chapstick, and I like to moisturize the lips and when they feel dry. And this morning I reach in my left pocket and realize somehow I left my chapstick by my nightstand, so it is not with me today.
That is tough when things like that happen. Yeah, I'm like particular about the coffee mugs I drink out of at home. When I'm out in public, they don't like it as well if you bring your own coffee mug with you, I guess. But, I think probably of everybody in my family, I'm the one who's most particular about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boy, even as you say that, I remember I had this Kinship coffee mug I got from Donna Wachowski from up in the Ladysmith area. And enjoyed it. It was just right. It was the right color, the right size. Yep. And I don't know what happened to it now, but now I want to go looking for it. So
Yeah. And I think that's exactly right. There's issues with, like, hand feel. But I think you're right. I mean, even with the chapstick, you want to feel correct.
Right.
You want to feel right.
It's so, just kind of setting the scene. And I'm like, this morning, and I'm kind of stuck here at the radio station. Yeah, so anyhow.
With your dry lips.
And you moisten them, but, that goes away. All right, let's see. Also wanted to say, as you're the brain doctor, Mr. Neuropsychologist, like, it's amazing to me, like, how we can be the same person, but we can just, as we're tired, it so affects our brain, our thinking, our perception, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the role of fatigue, and we talk with our patients about this, about things like making sure you're getting enough sleep, that you're drinking enough water, because even minor changes in that can affect our whole chemistry, and which affects our whole demeanor. And, you know, I notice, like, if I get really tired, I can get more weepy, you know, things like that. And, yeah, for sure, that happens.
Well, I know, like, in the recovery community, there's an acronym. It's HALT, Hungry, Angry, Lonely, Tired. And any one of those, you can be more susceptible to your kryptonite. And if you talk multiple one, we have a loneliness epidemic in this country. You put loneliness and tiredness together and, Katie bar the door, right? So
yeah. Absolutely. I think that's true. I've appreciated that acronym since I learned it.
All right. Well, checked off two topics already. Number three, I'm not sure we can have time for. But in terms of maybe we'll save for tomorrow, in terms of love in as it starts within the Trinity. So that's you got advance notice, friend.
Sounds
23
good.
Hours and 55 minutes. But
excellent.
The resurrection chapter, we're up to 1 Corinthians 15:35 today.
And that says, but someone may ask, how will the dead be raised? What kind of bodies will they have? What a foolish question. When you put a seed into the ground, it doesn't grow into a plant unless it dies first. And what you put in the ground is not the plant that will grow, but only a bare seed of the wheat or whatever you are planting. Then God gives it the new body he wants it to have. A different plant grows from each kind of seed. Similarly, there are different kinds of flesh, one kind for human, another for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. There are also bodies in the heavens and bodies on earth. The glory of the heavenly bodies is different from the glory of earthly bodies. The sun has one kind of glory, while the moon and stars have another kind. And even the stars differ from each other in their glory.
And that was through verse 41, right?
Correct, yep.
Yeah, so here we go in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved. He tackles those verses pretty concisely, says, people ask you snarky questions. So the dead come back to life, huh? Do they come back like zombies? Those scoffers are not interested in knowing the truth, but in making fun of the resurrection. Think about a seed, small, hard, and nondescript. It's buried in the earth and dies, and from its death springs a glorious life. When I raise you, you will reflect my overwhelming magnificence. You will not look like anyone else. You will be gloriously you, just as the sun, moon, and stars each distinctly reflects my glory. Final thought.
Yeah, I know for me, that idea of being gloriously you, but being in this new body, this new magnificence, is so appealing and interesting to me, and wondering what that will be like.
You know, and as we're kind of fresh out of Easter, I mean, one conversation I was having with somebody was the idea of, you know, how similar and different did Jesus look in his resurrected body in the sense that they weren't able to meet? And I thought, well, you know, as similar as you might look, a resurrected body isn't going to be just the same, right?
Right. Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you. You
there
bet.
There we go. Talk solving you. The problems of the world 5 minutes at a time here on the best 5 minutes of the day. Certain listening members are very good at getting me birthdays and anniversaries, and one of them may have struck again today. We call him Birthday Bob, yeah, but maybe Anniversary Bob, because today, a happy 36th anniversary, he says, to Jim and Stephanie Johnson. Yes, 36 years. There you go. Many blessings as you continue to hold on to the promises of 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient, love is kind, does not envy, does not boast, is not proud, is not rude, is not self-seeking, is not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And today's number 15, not necessarily because that was Bart Starr's number, but also the percentage of Americans who say they secretly, oh, gross, bite their toenails.
Yee.
That many, huh? All right. Wow. Not here. Okay. Mm-mm. Second to last day in our Single Mom Saturday fundraising, Caleb.
Yes. And so, again, today is the $10,000 challenge. Mm-hmm. And now, granted, we'd love to get $10,000 just today, but the goal is to get to that plateau of $10,000. And so, again, I'd have to check the math, too, because comm majors, not math majors. But it seemed like coming into the day, we were about $2,300 or maybe $2,275 away from that $10,000 mark in giving, which would then be added to the original $6,675 in matching funds from our business sponsor. So $2,300 away from that goal. And we're asking you, hey, can we get to $10,000 or beyond by 9 a.m.? And Alva, we've seen some big movement in just the last few minutes here. Praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, let's hold off. We'll give you an update on things later in the half hour, just a few minutes away.
Well, it is 2 days left in our goal for Single Mom Saturday. Again, yesterday, by God's grace, met the initial matching challenge and trying to see how big this can grow. And we have a $10,000 challenge today, meaning we wanted to get to that next plateau of $10,000 given. And we started out the day about $2,300, Halvo, away from getting to $10,000 given on top of the matching challenge funds. And just some wonderful, generous folks so far. You mentioned Aaron earlier with a gift of $50. Aaron from Eau Claire. We heard from Julie as well from Eau Claire with $180 given. Thank you so much. And that's just getting us closer and closer again as we try to get to the $10,000 mark before 9 a.m. this morning. But then just before 7 a.m.
I got a drum roll for this. Just before 7 a.m., yes, and I had not refreshed the page. You came in and saw this.
An anonymous gift of $1,000 for these car repairs for this year's single moms.
Thank
you so much. Incredible. Praise the Lord and thank you. And that gets us again past the halfway point of what we were trying to raise by 9 a.m. this morning, as we started out about $2,300 away. Now, by my count, we're $1,045 away from hitting the $10,000 mark in your giving for this year's 10 single moms. And again, that's added to the matching challenge funds. We want this to be as big as possible. It'll be divided equally among those 10 moms. And we want this fund, this tab, so to speak, we're creating at Bloomer Tire Center for any current or future car repairs or maintenance they might need. We want it to be as big as possible so it lasts as long as possible. So time after time after time, when something goes wrong with their car, they need new tires, something that would be expensive, a financial stressor, they can remember instead the blessing of what you all have done. So please don't just say, oh, well, sounds like other people are taking care of it. Let this be impressed on your heart and say, hey, what would God have me do? And today and tomorrow, I mean, it ends tomorrow. This isn't something where we have overtime and we just say, well, let's just keep on seeing how long we can go and how much can be raised. It's today and tomorrow only. So again, you've been hearing about this a lot this week. That's intentional. Would you consider giving right now? At the top of the page at WWIB.com, there's a big red bar that says to give to help for Single Mom Saturday for the Vehicle Repair Fund. Would you respond as soon as possible?
Yeah, you know, and we've heard from some of the single moms who've participated in Single Mom Saturday in the past. Part of what Andrea had to say, where she talked specifically about the money that was there when she needed to get her brakes done. And she's like, wow, it was such a blessing to know that that fund was there and continued to be there. And Sarah is another mom who has benefited from Single Mom Saturday.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I was part of Single Mom Saturday a couple of years ago and just wanted to call and say thank you so much. My boys had an amazing time, and you did some really necessary vehicle repairs that are keeping my 20-year-old vehicle still on the road, which allows me not to need to buy a new one. So thank you again for everything that you do.
I love these testimonies because, you know, we can say it until we're blue in the face, but then these are the single moms we're talking about.
Yeah, and this year's single moms, I know Michelle mentioned this yesterday too. Again, we get some basic information as well from them, prayer needs and names and ages of the kids that'll be there. But we also get some information for Bloomer Tire Center about their vehicles so that we can have the right filters and oil change and things like that too, including the mileage on some of these vehicles. And again, there are multiple vehicles here over 200,000 miles, well over in some cases, that could use a lot of maintenance and repair, even sight unseen. You know, it seems like a pretty safe bet there that there's going to be a lot that can be done. And so, again, if we can revise this a little bit, Havel, we were saying, could we reach that $10,000 mark in giving by 9 a.m.? Could we do it by 8 a.m.? With just over half an hour left, $1,045 away. Could we get to that next plateau even in the next, 36 minutes here? Could we see $1,045 given for this surprise vehicle repair fund for the single moms?
Yeah, I think we can. Now, let's do it, folks. We can do it because we already got the 50 from Aaron, 180 from Julie, the anonymous 1,000. And so 10,000 by 8 o'clock, just over 1,000 to get there. WIB.com, click on the banner on top of the page. Your help is greatly needed. When we last knew, Caleb, here bottom of the hour, we needed $970 to get to 10,000 by 8 o'clock from our listeners for Single Mom Saturday.
We are under $500 away from the goal of reaching $10,000 given by 8 a.m., and we're at $470 remaining, just $470 left, and that $500 that we just received, all from one person. Wow, thank you so much to Coach Dale from Coon Rapids. How about that Minnesota Nice showing up?
I guess.
Thank you so much, Coach Dale. $500 for this surprise vehicle repair fund for this year's 10 Single Moms for Single Mom Saturday. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
And that makes it completely reachable now to 470. I know one person could probably take care of that with another $500 gift, or maybe get a couple of people that each do 235. However we break this thing down, cut up the pie, and let's get this done and finish it off and get to 10,000 by 8 o'clock.
Just over 6 minutes left. Just over 6 minutes to get the final $470, or you could round up to $500, but to get that final $470 given to reach $10,000 given this week. Again, just today and tomorrow left for Single Mom Saturday. We want this to grow as big as possible. We want this blessing to be as big as possible.
The jury will continue deliberating today in the Apple River stabbing case. Yesterday saw closing arguments in Nikolai Mew's trial. Here, first prosecutor Carl Anderson and then defense attorney Corey Chirafisi, courtesy of WEAU-TV.
Absolutely senseless and horrific acts of violence. And all Nikolai Mew had to do was walk away. His death was tragic and horrific.
Does that look to you like teenagers who are afraid of that person? It's for the culture. He wanted to put it on the internet so other people could see it.
Prosecutors say Mew was the aggressor in the river back in 2022 when he stabbed a group of teens, killing one of them. But his lawyer says it's a clear case of self-defense. Well, he had a goal of trying to reach $10,000 in our Single Mom Saturday listener fund by 8 o'clock. How'd we do?
We came up a little short, but maybe even as we're speaking right now, someone could do this at wwib.com/Single Mom Saturday. Right at the top of the page, we were $470 short of reaching $10,000 given for the week. We're now just $220 away. Thank you to Christy from Cameron for a generous $100 gift for this surprise vehicle repair fund for this year's Single Moms. Thank you to Keith from Owen for a $100 gift as well. Thank you so much, Keith. And Paul from Cameron. Cameron, we're big in Cameron today. Paul with a generous $50 gift as well for this year's single mothers. In fact, Paul's given more than once. Thank you so much for your generosity this week, Paul, and everyone else making this possible. And again, Havel, we're just $220 away by our count. amount from $10,000 given. We don't want to stop there. Again, we were able to, by God's grace yesterday, double that $6,675 in the matching challenge from the sponsors. Now the next plateau after we hit 10,000, Lord willing, could we see that amount tripled, not just doubled, but tripled, only today and tomorrow left to give.
That's right. So take care of it. WWIB.com. Click on the banner on top of the page. With my Jesus face, I finally see. Oh, what a day that will be. What an amazing artist, Matthew West. I mean, Caleb, song after song after song is fun, is energetic, is just spiritually encouraging. The guy is amazing.
And you can get that amazing album. It's really a double album, My Story, Your Glory. Matthew West suggested a request a gift of $45 or more to the Ministry of WIB Inc. this month. And, man, we would just highly encourage you to go do that at WWIB.com.
Yeah, and please take advantage of that. That would be fantastic. Well, we've got a birthday to celebrate today.
Indeed.
1, 2, 3, 4. Happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
It's your birthday.
And not only a birthday, but a golden birthday on this 11th of April, turning 11 years old. Gideon, happy birthday, Gideon, from your mom, your entire class, who we know is listening right now, and all of us here, your family at WWIB. Happy golden birthday, Gideon.
Yeah, happy birthday, Gideon. Hope it's your best birthday yet. Let us start with me on WWIB, and one of our listeners responding to that text. Actually, several. We've got a bit of an update here, Caleb.
Yes. So we said our goal that we didn't quite hit before 8 a.m. this morning, but the original goal was before 9 a.m. and revised it because you all were so generous. We were trying to hit the $10,000 mark in giving, and you're giving in this one-week challenge for Single Mom Saturday for that surprise fund for car repairs for this year's 10 single moms. And we were $220 short of reaching $10,000. And thank you so much to Eric from Holcomb, who said online at WWIB.com, I'm going to take care of that whole amount. I'm going to get you to $10,000. Thank you. Thank you so much. And Nikki from Boyceville actually had just emailed and said, I heard you talking about that. Could I take care of that? So I'm actually in the midst of responding to her as well, too, saying, yes, as big as we can make this. Thank you so much. So, Nikki, thank you. Thank you for being a friend to these single moms. Thank you for having God's heart for, you know, again, Scripture talks so many times about widows and orphans and their distress, right? And I think single parents can fit that bill, absolutely. And so when we get a chance to come alongside them, to put our arms around them, and maybe you all are doing that from far away, but just I just see the beauty of the gospel and of God's hope in this so much. And I want to, if we can, I know we need to get to weather, but I want to mention one other gift that just came in, and this is from Amy. Amy's from Green Bay. So thank you so much to Amy from the other side of the state. And Amy gives $20 today for these vehicle repairs for single moms. And she tells us that she was just helped by her church to get a better vehicle. And she gives $20 today and she says, I'm sorry, I can't help more. Amy, do not apologize. That gift is just so beautiful because, again, rather than just saying, hey, I might not have a lot to give and so I'll just let other people take care of it. You gave what you could and maybe more than you could. Thank you. Thank you, Amy, for that generosity. Thank you so much. Again, all these gifts from people who give $1,000 to people who give $10 or $20, it's just, I think it's beautiful in the Lord's eyes. It's sure beautiful in mine when I see the way you respond to this just today and tomorrow left. Thank you. Thank you for having a heart for this.
Any further updates here, Caleb?
Yes, indeed. So thank you so much. Again, we mentioned Nikki from Boyceville giving a gift of $220. Thank you so much. And so again, with our hasty calculations, that puts us under $3,000. In fact, right around $2,900 remaining to get to the tripling mark of our original matching challenge. So again, doubled yesterday. We reached the $10,000 mark in your giving yesterday, added to that original matching challenge. But now if we want to triple the original matching challenge, we're $2,900 away from that. And just, again, can't wait to see what God does today and tomorrow, the final 2 days for our Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Fund Challenge.
Absolutely. He doesn't just drop it like manna from heaven. He works through his people. So, again, hands and feet of Jesus, Caleb. I've heard you say that, and absolutely so. let the spirit lead. At the beginning, people may have said it's impossible. He'll never match what all those sponsors have done, not in these hard economic times. Well, we have matched it, and now we're looking to triple what the sponsors originally did in our Single Mom Saturday fundraising.
Yeah, it's again, within shouting distance, $2,740 now away from tripling, not just doubling, but tripling the amount that our sponsors gave as seed money for this year's Single Mom Saturday surprise, which is a vehicle repair fund at Bloomer Tire for this year's 10 single mothers. So beyond just the day full of fun and gifts and goodies and activities, there will be something to carry with them throughout the year for months to come, remembering each time they need a car repair or maintenance, how much God loves them, how you love them because God loved you first. And so thank you so much. And want to share another gift that we received a little bit ago, $150, Halvo. Thank you so much for that generosity. And this is Lori from Menominee. And Lori says, this gift is not in memory of, but to acknowledge an outreach that my church, Menominee Alliance Church, did for single moms over 12 years ago when I was newly single. And Lori says this. She says, a group of men in church offered oil changes for single women and single mothers. I was deeply touched by that and many other ways my church got me through. I will never forget how it reminded me that God cared about me and my family. He never let us go.
That is great. Wow.
There's that song from the David Crowder Band, again, echoing that. He never lets go. He never lets go. And even as you mentioned, with I love the Mission Impossible music, there's no impossible with him, right? There's no impossible with him. And every year I think because I care about this a lot. And every year we come to it and the way it starts sometimes is kind of slow. And there's doubts and some discouragement each year because it's I don't know how it's going to go. And we've seen some things already this year where there was just a lot of doubt in my mind about how are people going to respond? Because it's just tough out there. It's just not easy. But to see people continue to respond and asking you to continue responding and saying, it's more blessed to give than to receive. We want to be a blessing. We crave that joy for ourselves, that joy of giving to those who can never repay, who can never thank us, can never acknowledge us. But we are looking toward kingdom things. We are looking, as we live this life, we are looking toward the life to come and saying, let's just keep those open hands. What God puts in, what he takes out, say, it's all yours. It's all yours. We can never, ever outgive you. We can never love more than you've loved us. We can never give you more than you've given to us. And so this is a way that we can respond to God's love to us, respond to God's gift to us. And there's so many ways to do that and so many worthy organizations and people that you can give to, but we want to give you the opportunity. And again, just today and tomorrow left, that's all. It's 1 week, just today and tomorrow left. If it's tugging at you, if you're feeling something for these mothers and saying, I've been in that situation, or I know someone who's been in that situation, or I just wonder what it would be like if I were a single parent. If you're being moved to give, we're just saying, would you respond as generously as you are able? WWIB.com, that big red bar right at the top of the page.